Hi, this is Amrita Sukumar, and I'm bringing to you this podcast called Unsettling. Look around you. Everyone is trying to create their own story. Make a tiny change in someone's life by just following their passion, and in turn, inspiring the others to follow suit. This podcast brings to you stories of people who have defied the definition of settled set by the society and have created their own. They have found happiness in their version of settled.
What is yours?
Art is a reflection of the soul. It brings to life the imagination of an artist. The most mesmerizing form of art that I have witnessed so far is resin art, that picks up a frame from nature and freezes it for eternity. Today I have with me one such artist who has her own startup, Frozen Motion, and she will be telling us more about it. Without further ado, please help me welcome Purnima Chitare. Hi, Purnima. How are you?
Hi, Amrita. I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good too. How is the entire workshop thing scenario going?
It's going good, actually. Recently, I have finished my fifth online workshop. But right now, I'm conducting some one-on-one sessions only, where I'm focusing on beginners to professional level in one workshop itself. So now this phase has come where I'm just conducting 1:1 workshops and not in a group.
Okay. So you have moved on from teaching people at once to teaching one-on-one, which is interesting. Yeah. And also a lot of work, because then one person might have a lot of questions like I have right now for the
first
time. So Purnima, I would like to first know a little more about you. So what is it that made you interested in resin art, and how did you find out about this?
Actually, when I was in my master's, that time I was not even having any idea of this resin. I was knowing this epoxy only, but when I was in my master's, I used to scroll Instagram, and there was that explore app, you know, and Instagram used to show many videos regarding this resin and DIY and every kind of stuff. So one day, me and my friend jumped over that video, and we saw it, and we thought if this kind of workshop is getting conducted in India, then I'll be attending after my master's. So I was actually interested at that time, and when I finished my master's, I suddenly saw an ad on Instagram where there was actually a workshop which was going to be conducted in Pune, and without having any second thought, I went to attend that. Then I learned the basic steps first, and I mostly was looking only the ocean theme. I don't know why, because I was attracted to that theme, and Instagram was showing me most of these ocean related feeds only. Mm-hmm. And that's why I continuously having that interest in this theme. So that workshop was particularly regarding ocean theme only, and hence I attended it, and later I started practicing it on my own. And like after that workshop, without taking any break, I went into the market and online websites and brought many materials and started working on those. So I didn't had any kind of money to buy those materials even, you know. I had to take some money from my father. And after that, I can definitely say that I have invested practically and positively in those materials. And right now I'm getting and earning some double and triple of that even. So okay. I'm not even having any regrets about spending that much money at start. You know, it was a great opportunity and great idea that arrived that time, and decision that was taken. So right now I'm happy that where I am today currently is really different, you know, like being an architect and now where I'm today currently is a really different journey for me.
I think everyone is doing that. Everyone is following Unsettling and doing something completely offbeat now. So it's quite interesting to talk about people. But then Purnima, I also have this one question, which one of my friends asked actually, what is resin? Because he thought that resin meant kishmish. So he got real.
Oh.
Resin art matlab kishmish ke andar art form karte kya ye log. So can you explain to the listeners what it is exactly?
Oh, actually, yeah. It happens generally. Even if right now I listen a word raisin, like RAISN, तो वो वाला raisin फिर ऐसा होता ना कि अरे नहीं वो खाने वाला है.
Exactly.
सोचती हूँ जाने दो, ये दिमाग में मेरे raisin raisin ही बैठ गया. तो yeah, so raisin is about like a chemical which is liquid in form, and we have to add hardener to it. So like this two things come as a couple or as a set, and we cannot work entirely with one liquid which is resin. We have to add hardener to it.
Okay.
So that harden helps it to harden after some time and gives it a glossy effect, you know. And this two materials we can say, these two materials come in the bottles, and they the company also provides some kind of ratios and some instructions given on them, which we have to follow, okay? Because every brand in India, not only in India, every brand in world has their own instructions and precautions which are mentioned to be taken for this resin. And we have to follow that, you know, because if we don't read and follow as it is, then we might end up having some sticky paintings or some uncurated paintings at the end. So
right.
These bottles have ratios, then curing time, working time provided, and even precautions given, like resin is harmful. So this sometimes people end up getting allergies. Okay, so that's why
right.
we have to follow those. And resin
okay.
is a chemical basically. Okay, it is hydrophobic and it is not having any kind of water substance in it. And we cannot add or work in an environment where there is water over the base or nearby.
Oh.
If water gets inside these resin paintings, then your painting may not cure or they may not turn glossy. That's,
okay.
Yeah,
so what do you do to make sure that there is no water at all? Do you kind of use some kind of heat?
Yeah, so
resin?
So as I said, it's a chemical. Its colors
okay.
are also chemical based. Okay, we say like these colors are acrylic colors. What happens, you know, if I say people for the, this, if anybody is interested in attending my workshop, they first ask, which is a basic question, like what are the materials and if
Correct.
I can I get it in market? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what happens is I have experience regarding few brands, and if people don't buy those brand materials from those brand, then they may not have that effect. And that's
mm-hmm.
why I have to tell them that you are supposed to buy this materials only from this brand itself. Okay, so if they go into market and they understood that word like acrylic colors, so they go and get Camlin colors, you know, and Camlin,
oh.
not only Camlin, but all these acrylic colors are water based, you know, and
right.
it ends up giving different effect in when mixed with resin. So
mm-hmm.
Acrylic colors which are resin based are only you're supposed to use in your paintings. And
okay.
Then this these colors are called as pigments even, and then
mm-hmm.
There are bases which are like wood, then MDF, glass,
mm-hmm.
and even PVC panels. So over the and even metal. So over this materials, you can pour resin and it stays over it. And
okay.
Like these materials take resin and means resin stays over it for like forever. But
right.
you pour it over any plastic or on silicone, then it won't stay over it, because what happens after like resin is like a plasticky, you know, means when we pour it over plastic, after 24 hours, resin easily peels off from plastic and even from
okay.
silicone. Okay. So that's
so
why these
yeah.
are.
So it doesn't catch on those two surfaces.
Surfaces.
With both of those surfaces. But if there is any other surface, then it is considerably binding.
Yeah, so every product has that time mentioned, which is a working time. Some products has 20 minutes working time. Some product has 1 hour. Some product has 2 hours working time mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
This working time is what we have to take resin and hardener in some proportions. We have to mix those in measuring jar, and that measuring jar has to be cleaned properly And it has to be dry and not having any water particles in it.
Okay,
so
yeah.
We have to mix it in that measuring jar, then take out in the cup, mix colors and pour. So is what I explained sounds really easy, but doing it within that period of time, it makes us anxious because we have really like time, some 20 minutes or 30 minutes in hand, and we have to first start this basics only. Like we have to prepare a base completely within first 10 to 15 minutes. And what happens, this resin is a chemical, that's why it reacts to the room temperature as well. Okay, so so we have, if a person is working in any hot or arid region climates or arid region, then that resin may end up turning solid within 15 minutes or 10 minutes inside the cup itself. So we have to pour it before it cures within cup. We have to pour it over the surface before that time. So even if that that brand mentions like 20 minutes is given over the bottles, but that 20 minute depends upon some cities. If we are in on a lot of factors like region, it depends on mostly region and climatic factors only. If a person is from Mumbai, then what happens in my workshop is I take like 30 minutes or 1 hour to complete, but that person from Mumbai takes only like 20 minutes to complete a painting, because not only in Mumbai, but this in Vidarbha region and all this Jaipur Vagara areas. So resin ends up turning into their cup. That's why this is really hard to learn. We have to continuously do practice over it to understand its nature. We have to get used to it by practice.
So what I understand is there are two different materials, as you mentioned, are given. One is hardener and one is the resin, which you mix together. And then after that, you have a specific time period, which is mentioned on the box, that you have to finish it within 20 minutes to 30 minutes, depending on the climate and all the other factors around you. And once that is done, you have to design everything beforehand so that it doesn't harden before you paint the whole thing. So that is how difficult resin art is, and you're still interested in this. Wow.
So this is what makes it interesting. Like we have that time constraint, and we have to complete our painting within that time, and that's why this kind of feeling, I don't know why, I love it. Like we have to do it within that period of time and get it right, you know, so I love it.
Okay, so Purnima, since you're very excited and since there is a time constraint and everything, I myself am finding it difficult. So did it take you a lot of time to learn this process? How much time did it take for you to master the art?
Okay, so I have been working like for 1 year, but since start, I really took a lot of time to understand how resin works in my city or in my room. That way, I had to do a lot of practice. I had to understand resin a lot and its behavior mostly. Like it's moody, like it changes, and it really it is weird, you know. So I haven't mastered it yet. I cannot call it like mastered, because every time I get different effects. If I want a particular effect as it is on all of my paintings every time, then it will really take a lot of time for me to master, you know. But where I am right now is like I'm getting that effect which I want, but I'm not getting that effect as it is on all of my products. But whatever effect I get, I am satisfied with it, you know.
Okay.
But this is really going to take time to master it. Since 1 year when I started, I was not even having the effect that I'm having currently. So it took really a lot of time, a lot of patience, and a lot of understanding to read that behavior of resin in all these climates. Like in 1 year, we have three climates. So these weather conditions changes. So and even room temperature changes every time, and resin reacts to it. So we have to understand how it behaves.
Okay.
And I don't like to continuously jump on different brands, because when you get used to one brand, that time you really have taken 6 months or 5 months to read it properly. Or even some people are so good that they continuously practice, and they get that hang of raisin within 1 month itself. But I cannot do it because I'm allergic to raisin. That's why I don't continuously practice with it.
Okay. So, Purnima, when you spoke about allergies, you also said that there were a lot of safety precautions to be taken while working with raisin. What are those? And if they are not followed, what are the problems that one can face?
Yeah, so this is really harmful, you know, raisin. It is really harmful, and I suggest everyone to have their bodies checked before doing anything regarding raisin. Because if you have any kind of allergies from the start, even before you start with raisin, then you should take a lot of precautions, like wearing hand gloves, then wearing respirators, then wearing aprons, and having those these glasses. Then it is like completely masking yourself from raisin, because it leaves toxic substances after some time. Raisin starts to get hardened after some time, but that when it starts to get hardened, that time it starts to turn hot a lot. And just how we see the fumes from our cup of tea, how it leaves, raisin starts to leave such fumes after 15 minutes or 20 minutes, depending upon your region. So those fumes starts to end up entering inside your nose and throat, and sometimes people having any asthma or any kind of stomach allergies, they end up having this itchiness inside their throat, or having headaches even. So this raisin even enters through your eyes and it starts to give you headaches. So you have to shield yourself before you start with raisin. And even when I said those leaves, fumes leave from this cup, those fumes may end up staying inside your room itself for a lot of longer time. So you have to have 25% window open so that it ends up going out.
Okay, so there are a lot of precautions to be taken while working with raisin, because it creates a lot of issues. And well, Purnima, while discussing also, you had mentioned that you yourself were suffering from some kind of a skin disease, because of which you have to take extra precaution, and still you are doing all this. From where do you get this inspiration, Purnima?
Yeah, so actually there is a thing which happened to me in my master's, which was urticaria. And when I started learning raisin, that time I was having that allergy inside me already. But that raisin was not making it a big deal, because that time it was new to my skin. But slowly, slowly, my skin started developing allergies with raisin as well. So this urticaria, it is a kind of skin allergy where we get rashes and bumpness over skin, and itchiness happens, and I really become impatient and anxious, because I don't like to work when I'm having those itchiness and redness on my skin. So I was suffering from that, and I decided to take a break from my practice that time. And that's when I was at home. I was not doing anything, because I was having that Ayurvedic treatment going for me, and doctor suggested to just take a rest for a few months at home and don't work at all in the office, because offices have AC, and that AC temperature also starts giving me itchiness and redness over my skin. So it was that serious that time. And hence I was at home, and what to do, that was on my mind. Like, I can't sit idle at home, no. So I started wondering, what if I start doing raisin products at home? What if I start continuously doing practice at home? And then after some time, in November or December, I thought of conduct some workshops. So when I got the hang of raisin, which I thought that time, and still I feel like I have not yet mastered it yet, but still right now I could get hang of raisin. That time I was having that confidence, like I can do it and I can teach it now. But I guess I should have taken some months break again and to have learned it a lot. But still, that time I started teaching raisin, because it was so much interesting material itself. So I wanted to like spread this art a lot, and then this allergy was there in my skin as well, but it was not appearing because of resin. But right now, after few like 4 to 5 months, my skin is started giving reactions to this resin. So whenever I work, my skin starts burning, my mouth starts feeling itchiness, my nose starts feeling itchy, so, and even I get headaches. So if you work a lot, then that time this reactions start occurring in your body slowly. It starts developing in your body, so we have to start take precautions from the start itself, like the shielding, what I said, we have to shield our body. It should be from the start itself. So when I was having those allergies, I took a break, and that time I developed this interest and started practicing with resin. So I was not having any kind of idea in my mind, like doing any job online or doing any kind of projects on site. But this sitting idle made me do resin at home.
Which is an interesting story. Even after facing all these hardships, you have been continuously doing it. And I guess it's a kind of an adrenaline rush, right? To finish a painting within 20 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever time is given, you have to do everything within that time frame. And that's quite interesting to do. Purnima, how long ago did you start your own firm called Frozen Motion? How long ago was that?
Yeah. So as I said, I started conducting workshops from November. So yeah, that time only to spread this advertisement about my workshop, I had to open a page, and I was not even interested to open any kind of page, but my friends were insisting like, you are doing it really well, why don't you open any page and display your artwork. So that time I decided to open a page, and I did. After that, I started advertising and creating posters for this Frozen Motion workshop. So it all started in November, and since then I have conducted around like 11 not on I've conducted 13 workshops in Pune itself, and I have taught like 142 people in person, and online workshops are like, after in lockdown I conducted 6 online workshops, and in those I have taught like 30 people.
Wow.
So since then I have been conducting workshops. November.
Right. So why the name Frozen Motion?
Why is that?
Frozen Motion. So you have seen my products, right? You have seen
yes,
the artworks, which so it looks like that wave is not even moving and it is frozen in time.
Right.
And it even looks as if it is having that kind of motion in it, within itself, like that wave is coming towards you and it is frozen. So when I was seeing many posts and feeds regarding this artwork, I saw really professional artists do this wavy effects, and not even wavy, but the fluid form of this artwork, it stays as it is after a long after it cures. So it stays frozen. That's why I decided to keep my page as a Frozen Motion name.
Okay.
So people, if you have not checked out her page, you should definitely go check it out. So what she does is she creates these paintings of waves crashing on the shore, and they are literally frozen in motion. So you can see the foam, you can see the water, the brownness of the beach, and everything is set in time. Like, it's just frozen in time. It's so beautiful to see. If you have not, so please do go and see it once. Yeah, that is my recommendation. So Purnima, what type of projects do you personally enjoy doing?
Apart from
regarding resin.
Yes, apart from maybe just the sea crashing on the shore.
Okay, yeah. So like in resin, my interest lies in ocean. But apart from that, I do geode paintings, and these geode paintings are like the precious stones, when we crack them and when we see its section, So when we see its section, we see the rings and layers of colors. So right. That time, this geode stone inspires people, and they get those effects within their paintings itself. Like they create those geode stones or geode effects in their paintings. They even get the crystals and place them in the center, which imitates that stone.
That must be a lot of work, right? In comparison to, I don't think I can compare any of the paintings at all. But then getting all the pigments right and, you know, getting the color shading and contrast right would be much more difficult. Okay. So basically you like challenging yourself.
Yeah, I like challenging. I'm telling you, paintings. Like, I like to take challenges a lot. And that's why, because every time the effect doesn't come as what you have expected or what you have imagined, because resin is fluid and it keeps on moving on your surface until it starts getting hard. So, before it is in your hand, before it is... liquid in nature, it is your job to keep it intact, keep that shape intact, or keep with the timing and the thickness and the thinness of the resin to achieve that particular effect. That's why you should be practicing with this resin a lot to get the hang of resin. I'm continuously using that hang of resin is because we have to play with that thickness and thinness of resin a lot.
Right. So when you say that it is liquefied, I just had this query off the top of my head. You said that there are a lot of materials on which resin binds, right? So what if I have a layer of resin that I have, some kind of painting I've created and I want to layer it up, that is possible with resin?
So if you have paintings which are already having resin, then it is easy to pour resin over it. But if you are having any paintings which are canvas or which are acrylics, then you should varnish it first. You should give some 2-3 coats of varnish first and then pour resin. Because canvas can sag, it sags in the center. Mm-hmm. And resin gives that soggy effect in the center. Your painting may ruin. That's why you should protect your paintings before you pour resin over it.
Right. So hopefully we will be able to see something live with you, and we will try to get that live session in so that everyone can see what resin art actually is, because explaining it maybe might not give that wow effect as much as watching it live would. So if you have the time, we could definitely go live and show this to people. It would be really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I am interested in live. I've never done it, but this would be my first live, and I will be interested in doing it.
So we'll try it. We'll definitely try it. We'll see how people react to this, and hopefully more people will come for the workshop wearing masks. And we already have masks now, so let's put it to good use.
Yeah, right. Correct.
So Purnima, how does your background in architecture help you with designing resin artwork?
It has helped a lot. Like, I'm just thankful that I have done architecture and even landscape. It has helped me a lot in understanding the scales and proportions and whatever. Like, I work in 3D models as well, and I like creating those landforms and replicating those in my models. So it is easy for me to understand the scale of mountains and ocean and seashore, and that's why I try to get that kind of vastness in my 1 feet by 1 feet or even smaller paintings. You know, that architecture knowledge has taken me to another level, because I can easily understand the proportions, the ratios, the standards of the sizes of the bases. Then even if people ask me for any kind of quotations of any paintings or any tables or tabletops, then I can easily calculate those. You know, that calculating the quotations and everything has helped me, and even the proportions, then color combination, the balance within the painting, and even the quality of products, and that all has been I'm trying to reflect all that kind of knowledge in my paintings, because I don't want to waste it at all. And it is like embedded within me. It is like a discipline I have within of architecture. So it happens. I love architecture. I'm thankful to architecture, basically.
Have you done any large scale projects in resin then till date?
Yeah, I have done. I'm thankful to one of my friends who approached me after my first workshop, like not first, but which I attended. He saw that I have done some painting and that was having this ocean over it. So he approached me, he called me and asked me if I can do it for his office table top. That person is from Vidarbha region and he even asked me if I can go visit that place and do my painting over that in that area, and then he can then keep it as it is over his tabletop for his office interior. So I then took that actually that whole thing excited me because going in some other city then doing that project for some client is really exciting anyway. So I took that challenge. I went with the client. I was having one proper this ventilated room where I did my tabletop, and it was really big in size, like 8 feet by 4 feet, and that was on MDF. So we did that on the floor, and it was tough for me because that time it made me anxious because I was new to resin and I was only having the idea of creating proportion, taking proportions and the color mixing properties, everything. But I was not having any idea that what kind of, what type and what amount of resin and hardener that we will need for that kind of bigger surface and how much time we will need to do it and how much manpower I will need, you know. Mm-hmm. It was bigger surface. So client provided me some 2-3 people who will help me in getting that painting together. The it was fun activity at all after all, because I told everyone, I gave them instructions like I want this much proportion of resin and hardener to be mixed in this bucket. We had a bucket. We mixed it in a bucket. And then we then transferred that resin in some cups and jars and then created some colors out of it. And then I started then running from that 8 feet by 4 feet size table from all over the, like I was running on the floor. Like, we were in the Vidarbha region. And as I explained, like in Vidarbha, resin start to settle within 15 or 10 minutes, depending upon the temperature. God. Yeah. So it was challenging. And I was in June. It was June when I went there. So it was totally challenging for me because I was so scared, like resin settle na ho jaye yaar, jal se jal karna hai hame wagera wagera. So client was also there, he was also helping. I was having my heat gun in my hand and some person was running behind me taking that this electrical board, what we say that extension board. So he was running behind me wherever I was running because I wanted that connection for heat gun, you know, to move and get the effect. So it was all funny and fun activity and filled with all interesting time because I did like three days over this painting. One tabletop I spent for like three layers. So I had to do those three layers within 3 days. And after 3 days, I had to pour a top coat, which is
glossy,
which will protect that painting. Glossiness will also come, but that top coat is needed to be poured because it will then protect my painting from turning yellow. And so it will just increase its lifetime. So we have to pour a top coat over that painting. So it was all amazing time I spent there, and my first experience with a bigger project. It was really amazing. I enjoyed it.
It does.
So now I can, now I can easily tell people, easily tell clients that how much time we will need, how much manpower. If that bigger project is there, then how much manpower we will need, then how much cans of resin and hardener we will need.
And doing such a big painting within 10 minutes is like a task, okay? I don't know how you pulled it off. 10 minutes running from this side to that side and... okay. You should have actually recorded it. I hope you did.
Are. No, I didn't. I said I was new and I was not having any... Even frozen motion was not there that time.
Right.
It was before that. So...
If you had taken a video, that memory would have been frozen in time. Okay, I just...
So it was a very interesting experience, and I'm glad that you went through all the motions of freezing a table in time. I tried to just, have frozen motion somewhere in the sentence, which didn't work out so well, but okay.
So...
Purnima, this is quite interesting, okay? Raisin art in itself seems like an interesting task to get everything done, and you have been doing a wonderful job. So, Purnima, if you had to inspire someone to pick up creating raisin art as a hobby, what would you tell them?
Oh God, I would tell them that just research it before taking any classes, because as I said, I was having interest already because of Instagram showed me all this resin related items, and I before attending any workshop I saw many videos on YouTube, and after watching on YouTube I didn't get that kind of idea that I should get materials and learn on my own, you know. It is chemical,
right.
Because I researched a lot, that's why I understood that I should not learn it on my own, I should take some classes for this. Because it is hard to understand from one screen.
Correct.
So that time I did some research. That's why I'm saying people that they should go and read some articles over this resin and hardener and mixing properties and pigments and everything related to it, and tools that are required like heat gun, then butane torch, their uses, everything. People should be aware of this kind of tools and materials before they learn any art form. So that's why I'm telling people that please do some research before you do any kind of art form, before you learn any kind of art form, and then that time your interest more increases when you actually attend any workshop, and that feeling is really thrilling to do it what you have continuously researched about and understood about.
Okay, so do a lot of research, because resin art is not something you can learn online. You will definitely have to learn it via a workshop. And first, it's good to research to know whether you're actually interested or you just are mesmerized by the idea of learning this. So do that first, and then come to Purnima to learn more about resin art for sure. So Purnima, what does the word settled mean to you? It's the last and final question, and I wanted to know, what does settling mean to you?
I don't like being settled at all, because I'm not giving the definition of being settled. Why? Because I love thrills in my life, and what this life has offered me is a completely uncertainty and unpredictability, which led me to frozen motion. And I will tell people that don't be afraid to try anything new, because we have this big life which you should be taking advantage of and not just settled in one monotonous life. That's why I keep doing resin art, because every time whenever I do any painting, next day it gives me different effects, and that satisfaction of achieving some different effect is really a beautiful process for me, and that's why I keep on doing these paintings. I will tell people that don't just be settled in one monotonous life, have some thrills, don't be afraid to try anything new. You should learn, then bring that kind of knowledge in your life, apply it somewhere, and keep on learning new things. Don't just settle in one life.
For sure, Purnima. Anyway, you have been propagating thrill since you're finishing paintings within 10 minutes, and that thrill is quite mesmerizing for sure. So I would urge my listeners, one, to be looking out for thrill, as as they come and go and enjoy it, learn new things, and keep following Purnima for her work. So Purnima, can you share the links of your page, if you will?
Yeah, sure. My page is on Instagram and Facebook as well. It's Frozen Motion _@_FrozenMotion_. Okay. There you can see many paintings, many IGTVs, which where I have provided some processes of my paintings, and you will enjoy that.
Yeah, so you can go check that out, and you can let her know that you know, if you like her work, and you can always get in touch with her for workshops or if you want any other information. So thank you, Purnima. Thank you for coming on the podcast. I had a really nice time understanding raisin, which is not kishmish, and understanding that how long the process takes to create that beauty, which seems so easy when you show it on your platform.
Yeah, I would be thankful to you because you took me on my journey. Like, I had a bigger throwback of 1 year and I'm really thankful to you because now I can see where was I and where I have come right now. So thank you. Thanks a lot.
The pleasure is all mine for sure. The pleasure is all mine, Purnima.
Your page is really good, and you, whatever job that right now you are doing, is really good for all these people who are having idea of doing any freelancing or not having any idea of what to do in their life. So people can check your page and get inspired from all these people that you have interviewed.
Thank you. That is the hope that people listen to it and they find their passion and they find the medium to go and pursue what they really want to do. Yeah, that is what hopefully Unsettling is all about, and not being settled and just having a lot of fun in life. Hope that works out for everyone. Thank you, Purnima. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, people. Thank you for tuning in. If you like this episode and you like Unsettling, all you have to do is give me a feedback. And for that, please visit my Instagram page, that is AmritaSukumar_Unsettling. And well, you can send me a DM or you can send me a mail. All the details are there on that page. I would love for you to just tell me how you feel. Yeah. And if you would like to share your stories, you have to let me know, because I would love to listen to them. Till then, stay tuned to Unsettling. Like, share, subscribe, follow, let your friends know, and stay safe. Yeah? Bye.